Now, when Barack Obama entered the Oval Office, as per tradition, he found a private note left to him by his predecessor, George Bush. In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what was in that note. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, working to enhance public understanding of science and technology in the modern world. And CSX, whose trains can move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Emily Ecton and Robin Lynn. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what was in Bush's note to Obama? P.J. O'Rourke.
Oval Office desk. Second drawer on left. Open halfway. Third drawer on right. Open and close. Secret compartment is in the knee hole. It's Maui Wowie, the genuine stuff.
That actually would explain a lot. Kerry O'Connor.
Inside the envelope, a little card says, Cardinals 24, Steelers 17. And next year, you get to pick who wins.
And Tom Beaudet.
Bama, look up. They never show this on TV. 89 of those pencils stuck there are mine. I beat Clinton by 18. Go for it, Bomino.
And if President Bush's notes said any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to P.J. O'Rourke, Kerry O'Connor, and Tom Beaudet. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.